So bottom line, yes, they impacted with both these probes, the rocket and the probe, 4 minutes later.
Bang, bang.
They did see evidence, both thermal infrared and other spectral scans of a plume. It just was nowhere as big and as tall and as bright and spectacular as some of their estimates had really hyped it. And there wasn't a prayer that a person looking at the moon with their own eyes could see it. Nor, it turns out, the largest telescopes on Earth, not even Hubble in Earth orbit, saw anything. The only sensors that picked up the evidence that something happened was on the La Crosse spacecraft following 4 minutes behind the impact of the Centaur, which destroyed itself in 4 minutes by plowing into the moon itself, but not before it radioed some amazing data to the Earth. Now, let me tell you what I think is going on here.
All right, we've got three minutes before the top of the hour.
Well, that'll leave us at a great cliffhanging place for the next hour. I think we are getting ready, and I hate to use this word because it's been so demystified and devalued by the UFO crazies. I think we are looking at imminent disclosure. I'll say it again. The non-UFO guy says imminent disclosure is pretty much just around the corner. But disclosing what? You can't hit people with that there are aliens out there, bang off the bat. You can't hit them that there's relatives, i.e. the family, you know, members of the human species that don't happen to live here on Earth, our great-great-great ancestors. You've got to start with something that is under our control, that our space agency has found and is going to talk about in terms of science and numbers and all that, and that is ruins on the moon. The real reason, I think, for La Crosse, it was a hidden mission to the moon to verify for mainstream people in NASA who've been closed out of this loop for decades that there really exist ruins on the moon. This is how big they are. This is what they mean. And the bad luck was that they hit one smack dab in the center, and like a guided, you know, cruise missile hitting a downtown command control center for Saddam Hussein in Baghdad, the missile went in and nothing almost came out because the building swallowed the effects of the impact.